Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent. I am joined by Jordan and Phil. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. This is episode 249. Got the big 250 coming up on Tuesday, your waiver wire episode. And Russell Wilson's back, and so are your favorite dudes for the most part. Seth, I guess, is at a Friendsgiving. Jordan, can you confirm that?
That's what he told me.
He's at a Friendsgiving. Phil, what are your thoughts about this? Okay, Seth missed the pod for a Friendsgiving. Whatever. I've never been to a Friendsgiving, not because I don't have friends, just because I don't simply have time. Okay, let's just say that. At least that's what I like to believe. Yep. Seth, apparently Seth left his family Thanksgiving to go to a Friendsgiving with just some of his buddies from high school. Is that true, Jordan?
Yeah, it's not like a couple's Friendsgiving. It's not a couple's Friendsgiving. It's like just like some dudes getting together.
That's what he told me.
Dudes giving.
His main dudes.
Without his main dudes.
Maybe leave us a comment, you know, on YouTube at TFF Dudes, just letting us know, like, is Seth in the right? Is he in the wrong? Seth should probably be here. You know, it is Sunday.
I mean, what we do. If it's a bunch of dudes, are they bringing side dishes and like a main course, or do they all like pick up a fast food item, like a big box from Taco Bell? Like, what is that? I think we need to have Seth report on this on Wednesday. Like, what did everyone bring?
Jordan, can you confirm, did Seth just bring like a bunch of the leftovers from your Thanksgiving? Like, was he taking pumpkin pies before people dove into him, or like, how was this?
This is what he told me. I asked him, I said, are you guys like eating food? Like, and he said, someone cooked a turkey and everyone else is just bringing stuff. That was his words.
Sounds fun. So, anyways, Phil, Russell Wilson's back. What is this? How many games in a row of the Broncos? We'll dive into this. You know, this is our week 11 reactions. Okay. And just some housekeeping here. I will do the waiver wire pod on Tuesday, so you won't want to miss that. And then we are going to have our preview show come out on Wednesday rather than Thursday. We'll give you Thanksgiving off, give ourselves Thanksgiving off. So you won't want to miss that either, just to get out a little earlier for you. But Broncos, what is this? Three in a row, Jordan? Is that what it is?
I believe it's three in a row. And this is my only opportunity to have a conference championship this year. Like AFC West, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Seahawks have absolutely no chance winning the NFC West. I'm going to have the warm and fuzzy feeling of a conference championship when the Broncos win the AFC West this year. Like, it is, they are peaking at the right time. Maybe there's what, like six more games left. They are looking darn good, and Russ is cooking. Like, he played pretty well today. He only had one touchdown, but playing pretty well. 259 yards, 27 for 35, one TD. Like, come on, Jordan. Talk to me.
Game winning drive. What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, he looked good.
Do you take back your words of that Russ sucks?
No.
Okay, you still think he sucks?
Well, Russ, you know, he finally threw for over 200 yards. That was his first time since, I believe, week four was what it was. So
he's just been a game manager, though. He's been a game manager.
Yeah, first time since week four. So, you know, that's good for Russ. And they beat the Vikings. And Vikings have kind of been the feel-good story about everybody. That everybody wants to, you know, they've struggled through injuries and all this stuff, and they just keep winning. So their win streak comes to an end. Broncos' win streak is, you know, alive and well. And I would say they've kind of – the Broncos and the Vikings are two teams that – I'm getting ahead of myself here on the Broncos, just like I think Phil really got ahead of himself saying that the Broncos are his best chance at the AFC West title. I still think the Seahawks have a better chance at a title. It's also weird that Phil has two NFL teams, but Broncos and Vikings, I think, are two teams that people really don't want to play in playoffs at this moment right now.
They don't want a game against one of those teams to be playoff contingent, I think is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like yes, they don't want him to be like, if I beat this team, we have a berth into the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're right. Cause they just kind of stick in there. Right. I think another team that you could probably throw in there that's not great, but they'll just wear you down is the Steelers.
Steelers are like that team. And I think the Browns are like that also. Steelers and Browns are just grinders.
Yes, exactly. We have those teams there that are just kind of like they're hit or miss that are on whether they're gonna beat you or not. And I hate to say this, Jordan, but the Jags are kind of on the cusp of that a little bit. Like they're a little bit on the cusp of that.
Peaking at the right time, maybe.
Peaking at the right time, but also like it's a team you definitely don't. I mean, they're number one in the AFC South, but it's not someone who you really want to. They looked not great against the Niners. Let's see how they look in the next couple of weeks here, but they're in a weird, they're in a peculiar spot. Wouldn't you say so?
Like you're saying like they could be like fake good type of deal.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Not really like good record, but not really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. They got a big game this Sunday against the Texans. Pretty much decides probably the division championship.
Do you think that the Texans have the edge in this game, Jordan? I know they beat the Jaguars last time they played, but the Texans are like, that's kind of like the team that everyone is kind of rooting for. Everyone loves CJ Stroud. People can't get enough of him. And I do know this is the same spot where Trevor Lawrence kind of peaked last year. Maybe he's on the same trajectory, but I was thinking projections. Yeah. Words is not my strength. I actually still am looking for my strength, but Trevor Lawrence is looking.
I knew what you were saying. Maybe he's peaking
at the same time as he was last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
I feel like Jordan's trying to just say the most, like, you know, like just, you know, he's trying not to give the Texans bulletin board material right now, Phil. Would you agree with that?
He's being very vague. Like this is the type of guy what's like, he just has a vagueness about him. Right. I just talking trajectory, like this because guy, he projects vague.
It's the tryptophan he had at Thanksgiving. Probably.
Yeah.
No, it's,
because, and you never really know.
I don't want to get excited. I don't like, we got smoked by the Niners last week. Did what you should do against Tennessee. Like, it's going to be a tough game. Vegas has them favored by one, which is good, I guess, on the road. Like, that's what they think, they're a better team than the Texans. But, like, I don't know. I don't like getting excited about my teams because they just let me down, guys. We're Fresno State fans. Like,
yep,
I'm a Jaguars fan.
True.
Like, I don't want to get excited because they just let me down. Like, they always let me down, and I don't want to get excited. So
yeah, it's like when you have a good friend set you up on a blind date, and you don't know if it's like, you don't want to get too excited because you've heard a decent amount about this person, guy or girl, you know, either side of the coin of who's going on the blind date. And you're like, is this person going to be cute, or is this like the good personality type person that they set me up with? And so you're excited about the date, but you don't want to get too excited because it's a blind date, right? And it could go both ways. Do you get what I'm saying a little bit? Do you think that's
pretty
fair?
Good analogy. Pretty good analogy there.
That's a good analogy. And it's a good analogy. And just a reminder, today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Trophy Smack. Trophy Smack's the best place to get your fantasy football trophies, ribbons, participation awards, all that good stuff, guys. So go over to Trophy Smack. Tell them the dude sent you. So go over www.trophysmack.com/dudes. Get 15% off your whole entire order. And Black Friday is coming, so you will want to check that, you know, maybe this whole week, maybe it's already there. Who knows? But for 15% off, go to www.trophysmack.com/dudes. Maybe it would make a good blind date gift. I don't know. I think if someone brought a championship belt on a blind date, I think any girl worth her weight in a grain of salt, I think would absolutely say yes. So, yeah. What else we got here? It's kind of a weird week. You know, we're kind of in the holiday season.
The Lions, you're not going to talk about the Lions who are playing on Thanksgiving this week. You're not going to talk about how
they crawled out of the jaws of defeat and beat the Bears. That was a great game. You know, I got a couple storylines here, Phil, but yeah, please hold me accountable. Make sure this pod goes in the right direction.
Sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So thank you for once. Yeah. What do you want to say about the Lions? You know, David Montgomery, I think he had less
game.
Punts the ball out of the stadium. Like, yeah, I like it. Justin Fields looked pretty good. DJ Moore maybe is kind of that league winner I was kind of hoping for. What do you guys think of that? Is it not enough? DJ Moore looked Fields pretty good,
I thought Fields looked pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fields, DJ Moore. If you were able to get through, like, the Fields being injured, you might have a good little push here in the playoffs. So,
yeah. And like I said, back to Trevor Lawrence, Jordan, I'm surprised you didn't say anything to me. I put it on Twitter, got some pretty good traction on TikTok. People were thanking me, like asking for my address for flowers and stuff like that. Trevor Lawrence owners that started him in their lineup, didn't leave him on their bench. They love me because I dropped him. I said it was coming, you know, I don't know. At least I got that right. Everything else I did this past week was pretty bad fantasy football wise, but,
you had a good barbecue. You smoked a good turkey, though. Just give us a little rundown on that. That's a storyline. I had a really
good turkey for a family Thanksgiving. I'm doing another one on Wednesday. Grandpa and Dad said it was the best turkey they've ever had. I'm sure my dad will leave a comment on YouTube about how good it was. But yeah, very good. Yeah, it was really good. And hey, I appreciate the YouTube comments, guys, no matter what they are, for the most part. So yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know where to go with that, Phil. But yeah, the turkey was really good. I'll post more pics on Wednesday of the next.
We're going through news and notes here, and you know, I think it's just one of those things that has to be said. Yeah, that was a crazy game. There was actually some pretty fun games. This finally got the Seahawks. They were on West Coast time, so I got to watch them play during just the normal hours and didn't have to flip back and forth through Red Zone.
Phil, what do you have to? How do you feel about that Seahawks game? You know, Geno Smith gets hurt, Drew Lock comes Smith in, underthrows Lockett, and it just take it from there.
Yeah, and the biggest thing was, well, here's the problem, Trent. Here's the problem. I stopped watching because I felt like I was bad luck. We've all been a fan like that, where we feel like we're bringing the bad luck. Do you get what I'm saying a little bit? Like I
get what you're saying.
I felt like I was bad luck. There was some leaves to rake in my yard. And so I'm like, I'm just going to keep checking the game periodically, right? Even though I'm committed to the game, I'm committed to the Seahawks. I felt like I was bad luck. So I walked away and was going to rake up some leaves. And just all things went bad. And I'm like, I saw that they got the ball back and they were at like the 35 or like, I think they were at the 37. And I was like, oh, this guy's 3 for 3. I think he was 5 for 5 the week before. Like, this is basically a chip shot. This is a no-brainer. As soon as I turned the game on, he missed. I cannot believe he missed. And I was just like, I almost threw my phone to Selma, which is about 4 miles away from here. I'm so mad.
My only takeaway from that story is that, Phil, you know you're getting old, because that's what my dad would say when I was a kid. You know, oh, I gotta go turn the TV off because they're not playing very good when I watch, or they play better when I don't watch. And it's just like, Phil, you're getting old.
I'm getting old. And I went to rake leaves on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. You know, like
I raked leaves today, but you know, I did the old Red Zone in my back pocket and put the AirPods in, and you know, I'm not watching it, but I'm hearing everything
that's
as
the
it
move.
Happens. Yeah, that's absolute the move. That's the move to do. Injuries. This is like injuries are catching up on us, guys. Week 11 was brutal. I was gonna say Burrow. Joe Burrow, Mark Andrews, maybe the worst Thursday night football game ever. You know, we went in there thinking we were gonna have a little fantasy, you know, feast. It ended up being like, you know, fantasy soup, and it was cold, and they forgot all the ingredients. It was just a bunch of broth, you know. Mark Andrews Stone is, you soup. Know, Mark Andrews, I don't know, ankle injury. I think he broke his fibula. They haul him off, and then they make him walk up the stairs. Did you see that? He had to walk up the stairs. It's like, man, broken fibula, walking upstairs, like, you know, 10 minutes after crawled. The injury. Yeah, probably should have crawled. I don't know. That definitely wasn't good for it. Joe Burrow out for season 2. Jordan, I know that jacks you up. I know we're not our who hurt you yet section, but that doesn't feel good for your team, I imagine.
No, I got him in my dynasty league, and then one of my main – you know, redraft league. So yeah, it's tough. tough slate. And honestly, I have Chase on in my redraft league, Chase and Burrow. And honestly, I think it hurts Chase more than I think I told you guys this, but it hurts Chase, I think, almost more than it does losing Burrow, if that makes sense. Cause I can feel like I can pick up a quarterback and do relatively
decent.
Decent. And maybe I'm not getting the Burrow points, but I can probably get 70% of it. But I have to keep playing Chase and it's but I don't think he's going to be very good with Jake Browning at quarterback. And so it's just it hurts it's worse for Chase than actually losing Burrow, I think.
He kind of got bailed out with a touchdown right at the end of the game that, maybe won some people some matchups. Who knows? But yeah, not fun to start out on a Thursday with Joe Burrow and Mark Andrews. I have to find a tight end replacement, which isn't terrible. I'd rather have to replace Mark Andrews than have to replace you have Ja'Marr Chase and now you don't know what to do. You just have to plug him, plug in your lineup.
Playing him and pray that Jake Browning is a competent quarterback and get him the football.
Yeah.
He was decent at UW.
He was decent at UW. I would say more than decent at UW.
He was great. He was good.
I thought he looked decent on Thursday night football. I thought he looked okay.
Yeah.
He didn't look bad.
Go ahead, Trent. Sorry.
What was it with that Joe Mixon season probably now for the Bengals?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if it's ever Joe Mixon season, but
I think he has three straight games of the TD though, or something like that. He's on a burner.
So you're talking about tight end. I've mean to mention this on one of the pods, but is this the best year of tight end we've ever seen?
I think it's the best year of tight end we've ever seen. You got a lot of guys you can play.
The depth there. And a lot of it's with these young tight ends are really good. You got Ferguson, Kincaid, Laporta. Am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting another one.
Another young one. I don't know who the young one is, but.
But you got a guy like Dalton Schultz, who's been really, really good this year. I feel like I'm forgetting a couple other ones, but. It's been a pretty good tight end year. I picked up in a couple of my leagues Kincaid off the waiver wire, Laporta off the waiver wire. It's been a pretty good, I know some of the guys you thought were going to be really good haven't been good, a Waller. There's probably some other ones that I'm not thinking of, but
Mayer's kind of turning it around a little bit. He had a decent game. It is the best tight end, year ever, this week was rough.
Yeah, but there's eight playable guys every week, which hasn't always been the case. You have Hockenson, Kelsey, Laporta, Kincaid, Schultz, Ferguson, Goddard before Goddard was hurt. It's been a pretty
Trey solid... McBride was the young guy.
Oh, Trey McBride. That's the other one, Trey McBride. So it's a pretty good fantasy year for tight ends. Before Andrews was hurt, there was 10 to 12 every week that you could kind of count on.
Yeah, no, it's true. What about another thing that kind of happened today, guys, is what was it? Sorry.
Kenneth Walker also got hurt.
Walker was another.
But Charbonnet looked pretty good. I like Charbonnet, Jordan. I think you were the one who was hyping him a little bit before we came into the season. He's a good runner.
Charbonnet's good. I feel like someone else got hurt that I'm not.
Cooper Kupp. Did we say Cooper Kupp?
Yep. Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's another one got hurt. Cooper
Kupp got hurt.
Oh, the big one. I could even save this guy for who hurt you, but Mr. A-Chain.
A-Chain. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. It hurt bad everywhere.
Yeah. I don't even want.
I started a Twitter storm this morning. Who's starting A-Chain with me today, and it went pretty crazy. People were, and it went crazy all day because people were mad about it. And the other thing is Ahmad scored a touchdown too, so that probably would have been A-Chain. Just a terrible thing. And I don't know.
It's Raheem Mostert going forward, huh, Jordan?
Well, A-Chain, they said they were optimistic about A-Chain, but they were optimistic last time A-Chain got hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
So who knows? Like, I don't know. I am very close to just breaking down. I was very close to almost breaking down and crying after the A-Chain news. It was that bad. Like, as close as you can to get, almost as close as the new lawnmower 5.0, guys. And you got to go check this out. It's the Ultra from Manscaped. Go check that out. Dudes 20% off your whole entire order. And yeah, Black Friday, I believe you can stack those two promos on top of each other. They got a 25% on Black Friday and 20% if you use our Dudes 20. And yeah, Phil, I was going to use the Manscaped promo for the Bears game, but you kind of hijacked me and brought that up a little earlier there. But my bad.
Apologies.
You know. No, it's good. We're good.
Do you want to get into some of the sleepers?
Yeah, let's recap what we did there.
Awesome. All right. So let's hop in here a little bit. Seth, I hate to give the guy some love while he's out, but Singletary.
He had his best week ever and he doesn't even show. He's at a Friendsgiving, you know, probably eating yams and gravy.
No, we don't even know what he's eating. We don't even know what he's eating.
Yeah, he could be eating chicken nuggets for all we know.
Yeah, exactly. He Singletary with a big game against Arizona at 18 points. 22 attempts, 112 yards, one TD. Overall, pretty good there against the Cardinals. You guys want to add anything there? I think Jordan, you'd even said this is a great spot for Houston running backs. But was there anything else we wanted to add there?
No, as Singletary had a really good game. So,
yeah.
Trent, you had a rougher one when it came to
you want to just give me my win right here by default? Do you want to go there first?
Sure. Let's do your win by default. Do you want to talk about Cooper Kupp? Yeah.
Cooper Kupp. I said, don't start him. I said, you probably would have to. Jordan, you know, told me I need to be a man of conviction. So I said, fine, absolutely. Do not play him. The guy gets hurts his ankle on a run play. So I don't even know what happened to him. I don't know if it was in motion or what happened, but yeah, the guy didn't even have the ball. A turf monster got him, ankle injury. Who knows how long he's out for here, but just a bad season to have Cooper Kupp on your team. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what guys have Cooper Kupp who are like in first place. You know what I'm saying? Are those guys out there?
I would bet you're not, but, or your league's really bad.
Yeah.
It's one of the two, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking up Cooper Kupp a lot this offseason, you know, or not really talking him up, just saying, like, how do you pass on him if he's there in the first round? And you're pretty much happy if you took anyone other than Cooper Kupp in the first round, I think. Like, if you look at your draft boards, and you have Cooper Kupp, you can look at the guys that went after him. You're probably like, yeah, all of those guys would have been better than Cooper Kupp.
AJ Brown, Tyreek, like maybe even Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, CeeDee Lamb, all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bummer too. And he didn't look bad at least in the couple routes that he ran, and then just kind of
he was getting targets. Like, I was watching it and I'm like, oh, this
he dropped. Just he dropped backfire. A touchdown though. He dropped a 50-yard bomb. I mean, it wasn't like necessarily a complete drop because it wasn't the greatest throw in the world. But Cooper Kupp should have had a 50-yard touchdown before he got hurt.
Yeah, do you think he's washed, Jordan? Are you willing to go that far?
No, I don't know if he's washed. But yeah, he might be getting old though, like, and it's just like all the usage he had and all the games, like, he might just be piling up on him a little bit as far as like wear and tear.
He's always kind of got hurt though, you know what I mean? Like, he's always kind of been injury riddled a little bit.
I think the reason I think that is he's not a big bodied guy, and he kind of is willing to lay it on the line pretty regularly.
But neither is Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek's a little bit more stout, though, than I would say than Cooper Kupp is.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Different little.
You get what I'm saying?
Their game's pretty different. Hill's a burner, and Kupp's like just
is he
really
though?
Good.
Trent, is he a burner, though? Like, I know he's Tyreek fast, Hill? But like,
did you see him
game with Tua? He runs by people, but he's not like he just gets a ton of deep balls anymore.
Cooper Kupp is just a good route runner with solid hands, really good hands.
I think Tyreek Hill's a better route runner than people give him credit for.
Oh, I think he's a good route runner, but he's a guy that, like, you can give him the ball anywhere and he might score.
He'll break away is what you're saying.
Cooper Kupp has done that in parts of his career at times too.
Yeah. Not like that TD that Tyreek Hill had today versus the Raiders. There was four guys around him, and he just turned on the burners. Like, that was an amazing run right there. Like,
but yeah, he's.
I guess, and that's the other thing, Jordan. You can't call him a burner if he does that, something like that. Like, just today.
Yeah, like he.
No. I guess pretty impressive. I assume when you say burner is like someone who just kind of just runs go routes and runs by people. Like, okay. I feel like that's what people thought about Tyreek when he was at Kansas City, and like, especially early on in Kansas City. But his last couple years in Kansas City and now in Miami, like, I think he's kind of transformed himself as a wide receiver of someone who doesn't just run by people, but also can run really good routes and kind of be a possession receiver too.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong there.
Raiders look pretty good. Like, for what Raiders do, like, they didn't get dummy bagged like I said they would. So what do you think, Jordan? Like, O'Connell's.
I honestly, like, I didn't get to watch a lot of that game because it was on the regular. We get all the Raider games local, right? So kind of limits what you can watch on the Sunday ticket. The only way the only way you can watch it is when it's on the red zone. So I usually do like the 3 box or the 4 box. So like 3 games on plus the red zone. So I couldn't, I would have liked to chosen that game, but I couldn't choose that game as one of the main games to watch. So
it is such a dumb feature that they have that you have to go back to your local TV to watch that with the quad. You understand what I'm saying, Jordan? Like,
so I don't watch it. Like, I only get to watch it when it's on the red zone, you know?
Like, when I have CMC and I want to watch, you know, the 49ers when CMC's on the field, and I can't watch because I can only watch it by itself or on red zone. Like, I don't know how you can fix that, but it's a local network thing that you have to go to the local channel.
There's just no way to fix it, but it just is what it is, but it's just annoying. Luckily, like in the afternoon window, it's not as bad because it's on the red zone more, right?
Uh-huh.
Or you solve your by getting a second TV, and that's how you also solve
it. I don't understand, though, why the NFL can't do more afternoon slate games. I'm saying
the
like three's only three.
Brutal.
Why not have
four?
Five?
And that's been
four. I think like, four is perfect.
Because like today, Trent, the Jets Bills game was on the East Coast. It's just a later game on the East Coast because they had to have one. They had to have at least three in the afternoon window.
I don't understand how it's like, hey, I know it's all scheduling stuff, but I don't get why it's like only four. Like, the morning is absolute haywire, like nuts. You know, it's like you can't keep up with the red zone. Like, it's harder. But then in the afternoon, you're like, this is too slow. Like, they almost need two more games every afternoon.
I almost kind of like it, though, like that on red zone. Like, I get back home from church making lunch and I just have red zone dialed up and it's just going. My phone is hot because of
you could have it like that all day if you just put two more games in the afternoon.
You're basically saying keep the UK games.
No, because UK games are a different time slot.
All right, moving on here. Trent, I don't think you weren't off here. And it didn't end up being terrible for you. I think it's just a bad shake of the deck there a little bit with Trent and Irwin. Do you want to talk about that one a little bit?
He almost scored a touchdown at the end of the game. He got tackled on like the 3-yard line. I don't know.
He had a TD target, I think, also.
He had a TD target. Like, it just wasn't there. Like, opportunity still was there. I'm curious to see if Trent Irwin is better with Browning. I think probably not. But the problem is Higgins is coming back too. So that was probably your one shot at Irwin. He had 5 fantasy points and... yeah, almost had a touchdown, but I don't think it's going to get better. That was a deep league sleeper, but not.
Were his 3 targets were post Burrow though, right? Because I think Joe Burrow left in the second quarter, but I think Browning threw him all 3, right? He targeted him 5 times and he caught 3.
He had 5 targets. I believe he had 1 target with Burrow, but there was one right at the end where I thought he might score a touchdown, but he got bagged right there. So no. Irwin, it wasn't a great play. Both of my starts were not good. If you want to just, put it into my misery.
We can go to Hollywood Brown if you want.
Yeah, this one was, I thought Hollywood Brown would be better. He finished with 2 fantasy points. Is that what it was?
Yeah, he targeted quite a bit though. A
lot of targets. Kyler Murray kind of seemed a little like he played really good today. He'll have fantasy points. Marquise Brown had 5 targets. When I was watching the second half, like, the ball was coming out kind of funny. The spirals weren't pretty. Like, there was something weird going on with Kyler Murray. He still has that running mobility, but he was just a little off. Like, even for Seth Sleeper, he had Trey McBride. There was a 4th down where Trey McBride was wide open, and he just, like, threw it way behind him. And I don't know if he just, like,
well, the ball, like, wobbled. It was wobbling in the air. It was bizarre.
Like, yeah, it was like he has to get his, you know, sea legs back to throw the football or something. But as good of a day as Kyler Murray had in fantasy football, like, when I watched him, his spirals weren't tight. It was just a weird game. And hopefully that gets better, because I think Kyler Murray's a really good fantasy play from here on out for the most part. But he's got to be able to get those passes in. Then Marquise Brown was open on that last play. He just, you know, left it up there to hang a little too long.
Yeah.
The potential was there. It didn't hit, though. And honestly, the Cardinals-Texans game, that was the game I was most excited for. And I think it hit the under, right? That was our highest over, the highest point total of the week. And it was 22-17. And a
41-16. So 37. Oh, yeah. And it landed at 37.
Mm-hmm. So this wasn't the scoring I thought there. See, maybe the Texans should have won that game by a lot more. CJ Stroud had his first game, college and NFL, where he threw 3 picks. Some of them were tip passes, or one was a tip pass. So I'm not sure, but that
and like
had
some were like it. In the red zone or like real driving down the field.
Yes, 2 were in the red zone. He threw that one out route too, where he's just way too late on it. And but yeah, maybe growing game for CJ Stroud. What else we got, Phil?
Yeah, so let's move on here. Jordan, you hit the nail on the head with this guy. I thought you were going to put him as more of your sleeper, but Ty Chandler, I think that's a great start, and could have potentially been a sleeper there, but you want to talk about that one?
I feel like I got a little lucky in some ways, because like, I think I even texted in the group chat, like, well, Ty Chandler starts dead when they said that Madison was going to play, because I was like, thought Madison wouldn't play. But then they're realizing that Chandler's just a better running back than Madison. And I think they kind of split carries. So Madison ended up with 10 carries for 73 yards, 4 catches for 37 yards. I think it's 13 half point PPR points. So, I feel good about like, I feel like I was in the right. Like, can you imagine if Madison didn't play? Like, if Madison had been out, Chandler would have been a smash start. So he didn't hurt
the fumble
you.
From like, Madison hurt you if you played Madison.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if Madison would not have played, like, I didn't think he was going to play, Chandler would have been awesome. So
yeah,
I feel like I get a little bit lucky that, like, he did really good in his limited, like, in half the work. But like, I think the process was good there. So it ended up working out. Like, I feel lucky it worked out, but at the same time, I don't feel lucky just because I think it was a really good match. It's a great matchup, and he's a pretty talented guy. I think he starts getting more and more of the workload there in Minnesota.
They don't want it to be Alexander Madison. Like, they did, but that ship has sailed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they traded for Akers. Akers got hurt. Like, Chandler's a, like a draft pick from last year, second year player. So like I think he looked good. He looked real good tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think with how much, what fumble is this for Madison? This has got to be like 3 or 4 on the season.
I am not sure. He definitely has a couple, fumbles. He's lost 2 for sure.
He's lost 2 for sure that I know of in situations that have been less than ideal. Like, a big part of that game that they started so behind against the Eagles is because Madison coughed it up early in the game. I don't know if you guys remember that in week 1.
Yes, that was week 2. Yeah.
Week 2, excuse me. But I mean, this could be someone, and right now he's really only 49% rostered. Jordan, is this someone you maybe try and snag?
Ty Chandler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after how he looked tonight, he's probably like needs to be on your roster.
Yeah,
49% rostered. Go,
yeah,
sorry,
they
Trent.
Play the Bear. No, they play the Bears this week. So, but yeah, the whole thing is like, I'm not sure what's worse, you know, having to take cold showers like the New York Giants and Commanders had to take today, or having your fantasy football league in Yahoo or some other four-letter, you know, platform? So right now, what you need to do is you need to switch your league over to Sleeper, guys. Take it the next, maybe not right now. Don't switch it over right now. It's middle of season. That would be a headache. But go over to Sleeper, enter promo code DUDES100. They'll match you up to $100. It's not just fantasy football. There's fantasy football plays there also each week. Dynamic payouts. They tell you what's more likely to hit, what's less likely to hit. Enter DUDES100. They'll match you up to $100, guys. Go over to Sleeper. They're good friends of the pod. You won't regret having your league over there. Like, if your league's still on, you know, like ESPN, that four-letter, you know, platform I've been talking about, or Yahoo, kind of just plant the seed right now. Like, hey, guys, check this league out. It's really good. Sleeper. Heard about it on the Dudes. You might like it. And just see how it goes. And I promise you guys, you won't want to play on any other platform. So go over to Sleeper now and tell them the Dudes sent you promo code DUDES100. And what do you think about the hot, the cold showers? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it, but maybe that's why Zach Wilson tripped. Did anyone see that?
That was a different game, but I did. Yes.
Sorry, I thought you said it was the Jets. I thought you said it was the Jets.
Yeah, Giants Commanders. There was a problem in the stadium. The hot water heater was out. So the Giants and the Commanders both had to take cold showers.
Did anyone see that video I sent about Zach Wilson backpedaling, running out, and then he just trips and falls? The guy is, honestly, this could be the diva. The NFL is a diva for this. They were comparing, anytime a quarterback starts in the league, they immediately compare his stats to Zach Wilson. I think it was like Josh Dobbs, 50 passes, 5 touchdowns, and then it shows Zach Wilson, it's like, you know, 2005 pass attempts and 5 touchdowns. It's just like, geez, why? Zach Wilson is just like they're just dragging him through the mud. Like right now, Zach Wilson is down bad. He's on a go ahead.
No, but that's what Aaron Rodgers said. He said, how come everyone's talking about the Jets and how bad we are and how bad Zach Wilson is? He's like, no one's talking about the Giants.
Yeah, and they're just. I feel bad for Zach Wilson at this point. It's gone from it's like, yeah, he's somewhat unlikable to now it's like, okay, now I kind of feel bad for the guy because everyone is just running his name through the mud. You know what I'm saying, Jordan? You have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I think it's because Zach Wilson's like polarizing, right? He was second overall pick. Just and the Jets are more like polarizing in general than the Giants. Also, and I think people kind of feel bad for the Giants. The Giants kind of suck, and I don't think anyone really feels bad for the Jets.
That's true. This is kind of his rookie year, though, Jordan, if you really think about it.
Stop.
Here's the Jets, man. That is such a – that defense is really good. Like, they just
– if they had someone who was just adequate at QB, they would – yeah.
It's really bad, and we can get into that more.
But they're a Brock Purdy away from being in a playoff contender, truthfully.
They still got a shot here, and Aaron Rodgers is looking, you know, the rehab, I guess, is going really good. So I think he's planning on joining the team this week for practicing. Yeah. What else got, Phil?
Yeah, moving back in here. Trey McBride for Seth ended at 6.8, was his sleeper. Jordan, let's go to your Adam Thielen sit.
Yeah, so this one wasn't as good as I would have liked. I kind of talked about how he beats me is with kind of high volume, and that's kind of what happened. 8 catches on 11 targets for 74 yards, like 11 fantasy points, half point PPR. So it's probably not like worthy of a sit. So I was kind of hoping for like a 4 for 48 kind of type of line from Thielen. So I don't know. Like, I don't really think I got this one right. He probably, well, on the flip side, like, you're not thrilled with your 11.8, your 11 points either. So
it's kind of a wash a little bit, probably a little bit more of a, you're happy you played Adam Thielen than if you sat him usually.
Yeah.
What about Deron Bland from Dallas? You know, Fresno State guy. Talk about that. 4 pick sixes this year.
He's really good.
One more. Yeah. And even like, was it Greg Olson maybe doing that game? Said, is he better than Diggs at corner? I think
he is.
I think he is. I still think Diggs is more of a just a really good when the ball's in the air. Like, and it's just one of those things where it's like, it'd be really good if you had that guy in nickel rather than, you know, whoever else we have there right now.
Oh, you're right. You're wait, hold on. Diggs or the guy who has the most pick six?
Bland. Yeah, I think if that's your nickel, third corner. Yeah. He's so good.
Because you're not putting Diggs at nickel. The guy doesn't want to. He basically is the equivalent of flag football at that point. No offense to him. Like he's obviously a tough dude. But like, remember what happened to George Kittle? Like that was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you don't want him at nickel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a bummer. But Bland's really good. I think if he has one more, that's the most in a season, right?
It's crazy.
I think the guy he ties.
Yeah. No, you're right. But it's kind of hard. It's like, it's not like one of those things where you can say like one more pick and he gets it. It's like one more pick six. That's
there's a lot of football left though. Like, and I think he leads the NFL in pick sixes the last 2 years. Like he had a couple.
I feel like he has like seven touchdowns in like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple weeks ago, he was leading the Cowboys in touchdown catches and they're all pick sixes, you know, like,
that's crazy.
But, I thought we should give him some love there. You know,
give him some love. Yeah,
that's awesome. Local fans we got here.
And when does Diggs come back? Does he come back this year?
He's not. He tore his ACL.
Okay, that would be pretty crazy having him on a corner and moving that guy to nickel. I mean, honestly, if he was playing nickel, he almost would have a better chance at getting another pick six.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
Daron Bland has 11 interceptions in 2 years, but all four touchdowns are this year.
Okay. I thought he had one last year, but yeah, okay. So all four this year.
All right. I think that's it. Here. I think, yeah, I was going to say, no,
Jordan
we have
Sleepers,
one more,
Watson.
Let's just skip over it. Let's skip over it.
Watson and Pacheco play tomorrow. Seth had Pacheco as a sit and Jordan has Watson as a sleeper. Who hurt you guys? This is, you know, a segment everyone really likes. It's also very painful. I don't know who Seth has, you know, who hurt him. He could be getting hurt at this Friendsgiving for all I know. A-Chain obviously is what we said. He hurt me. A lot of the fantasy community all started him up because he's just how he's been playing this year. You just like, you don't want that guy on your bench. You know what I'm saying? Like if A-Chain's checked in, you want to play him. Fantasy Dad gave a very, you know, smart sit and gave logic behind it. A lot of people went off on him about that. So then he made another video for why he did it, just explaining, you know, running backs that come off injuries in a committee, he always steers away from them. I wish he would have made that video before I started him, but I honestly still would have played him. You know what I'm saying? Like if A-Chain's in the lineup for what he's done, I want to play him, especially in a matchup versus the Raiders like that. Who hurts you here, Jordan? Or what were you going to say, Phil?
I was
going to say,
go ahead, Phil.
The person who hurt Seth is the same person that hurt me. It was Jason Myers. Like that's probably the biggest hurt that we received today. So I'm going to speak for Seth. He probably has some other ones because I know he was doing some, he had some bets on the line, but that would be probably the one that hurt both of us.
I had a really good sleeper week on college football. I went 3 for 4 yesterday. But the NFL was just I was very close on all three plays. They were all one off again, unfortunately. And Sam Howell was, he hit, and then he ended up getting a less yards than what he had. So he only threw 255 passing yards. I need 256.5. When the game was over, he had 257. And I was like, oh, look, he did it, and he didn't do it. So Sam Howell hurt me. The Commanders just, I don't know, that's a weird team. Sam Howell has shown glimpses of possibly being that guy, but I just don't think he's quite consistent enough. Guy probably needs to eat a burger, honestly. That would do a lot for him. I don't think he's done that yet. What else do you got, Jordan?
Yeah, so I'm just kind of looking through my DFS teams. Like, I had A-Chain on two of my three main teams, and like one of those was a Tua stack, Tua, Tyreek, and A-Chain. The other one, though, was like a my CJ Stroud stack with like Stroud and Dell and who else did I have on that team? So it's like Stroud, ASB, Dell, DJ Moore. So I had like a Dell with, so that was a good team, but the A-Chain just killed it, you know, like the 1.5 from A-Chain hurt. So A-Chain killed me today. And then honestly, like Trey McBride too. I had tons of Trey McBride and he was really popular in DFS. And so like the 9.3, like just didn't really cut it. Kind of the tight ends kind of killed me today. Like McBride, Laporta, and Kmet. I had a lot of Kmet too, just because I had a lot of
tight end week.
Yeah. So like, and I had a lot of, like, I don't like doing them, but I had a lot of double tight ends on DFS just because the tight ends were really good. I thought like Laporta, Schultz, Kmet, Laporta, but like Kmet and Laporta really killed me. Kmet, Laporta, McBride. Those are probably my three of my highest owned ones, like that I had the most of. And they just kind of all like, and they were on all my good teams too. My Fields teams and my Stroud and Kyler team. So it's just, I don't know, that killed me quite a bit. It's like A-Chain, McBride, and Kmet, probably my three players that hurt me the most. Cause honestly, like I kind of did kind of hit and nailed like everything else. It's just those three guys held me back big time from having some really good teams.
Yeah, I had guys that, you know, I did a six play Jordan, so this would have been really good money for a $5 play. And the only one that didn't hit was Josh Jacobs rushing yards. I took him at 65.5. I just thought that he might do a little bit better. He only had 39 rushing yards. Sam Howell needed to not throw three picks, and you know, maybe he gets two more passing yards. And I would have hit there. And then I did a four play and I needed Jake Ferguson to catch 30. The line was 34.5 receiving yards. He only caught 32. And so, yeah, I had three separate guys just hurt me on those. But for the most part,
How it's been the last 3 days for me on the picks, sleeper and all that stuff. Like college basketball been the same, like just one away from having a good day.
Just got to reel it in a little bit. But yeah, that was my long shot one. Like Jaylen Warren was an absolute beast today. Derrick Henry, if you're a Derrick Henry owner, hurt you today. He's like averaging like 3.3 rushing yards per game, which is his lowest. Even like Will Levis had a good game, but it was like he really only completed two passes in that game. You know what I'm saying? Like you take those two away, he did not have a good game. Phil, anyone, you said Seahawks kicker. Jordan, what about
Myers?
Season long, maybe Burrow hurts you. Mark Andrews, all injured guys are out. Looking at my lineups. But
you know who hurt me today? They hurt me like in a different way. Like I have had some type of like Ridley or Trevor Lawrence, whether it's DFS, whether it's like, you know, on DraftKings or whether it's like sleeper on the sleeper picks or underdog picks. Every single week I've bought into Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley. And you know what I do this week? I go ETN instead and it flip flops. You know, the ETNs, I go Trevor Lawrence, Ridley, and ETN smashes. I go ETN and Trevor Lawrence and Ridley smash. And so just hurt me not being on those guys. And I've been on them every single week in some sort of fashion. So that was tough.
What about Austin Eckler? That guy's just not.
Eckler
had 64 rushing yards. And the Chargers, Chargers fans are down bad. That's a
whole nother.
Yeah.
Who's Trent, on the big. What, Phil?
Sorry, this is not someone who hurt you, but Tony Pollard had his first touchdown since week four. 16 point game.
Yeah, Tony P.
Yeah. Did you have any Tony Pollard this week, Jordan, or did you finally stop?
I did. Nope. Okay, I had him on my main team.
Other one, like coaches, who's on the biggest hot seat here? Is it the Chargers coach Staley or is it Rivera at Commanders?
Staley.
I think Staley too. And even his post game, it felt like, okay, this guy's, it's getting to him.
He's seeing the writing on the wall. He's trying to have to really defend himself. He's getting irritated and
he said, don't ever ask me again who's going to call defensive plays. It will always be me.
Yep.
But, I'm
very confident in myself. I know I do a good, it's just like, you know, you're done when you have to do that.
Who's the Chargers rookie receiver that would have won him the game?
Quentin Johnston.
Quentin Johnston dropped that bomb. That would have been nice for him to have. So maybe Quentin Johnston, very easily Quentin Johnston lost your matchup because of you dropping that ball. But yeah. on it. I kind of think that's our who hurt you there. But yeah, I'm glad Calvin Ridley finally went off. That was good. Yeah, I think that was good there. Let's get into our Divas of the Week here, guys. And Divas of the Week. I have a decent diva. You want me to kick the divas off here?
Yeah, because sure. I may not even have one. That's the problem.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, honestly. Not really. Vikings, I'm watching Sunday Night Football here, okay? And I don't know what they're thinking. Vikings coach, you know, is it fourth down, I believe is what it was, has the tight end, I believe it was Hawkinson, go under center for a trick play. I don't know why guys think this is a good idea. And, you know, instead of like a dive or whatever with Hawkinson, the tight end at quarterback, they do a halfback sweep with Josh Dobbs. And let's just look at all the injuries from week 11. I don't know if Coach O'Connell just lives in a cave and doesn't watch any football, but you're going to have your quarterback run a sweep. And it's like, hey, bud, you've had two QBs get hurt this year. Kirk Cousins is out for the season. Your other quarterback just got hurt. And that's why Dobbs has the job as fast as he did anyways. And why, you know, he's kind of behind the eight ball. The guy's playing great, but why are you running your quarterback on a sweep with just how bad it's been? Do it. Quarterback sneak, do whatever you want, but a quarterback sneak in this spot of the game, I'm just like, the season's not on the line, man. Like, this, you're gonna get your guy hurt, then what are you gonna do next? So trick plays with tight ends under center, like O'Connell, you've got to protect your quarterback, man. This is the people's quarterback. Everyone loves Dobbs, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guy's playing out of his mind. He's QB top 10 fantasy QB this year. I say it every single week, but come on, man. You the sweep to your quarterback, like, don't do that. And I have a video here if you guys want to check it out on YouTube. Yeah. But here it is right here. There's no need to do this. It's ridiculous. I can't take the music anymore.
How do we get that music off? Like,
I downloaded a video on Twitter that had music and I didn't realize it because I had my headphones down. So probably gonna get flagged for something there. So sorry about that. He gets rocked.
I'm left. I'm right. I don't even know.
And he fumbles. I'm glad that's all it said was I'm left and I'm right. So I don't know. Maybe that's some kind of something we don't know about. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? I'm going to mark that. But yeah, he gets absolutely rocked, fumbles the ball. He got it. But I don't think that with how bad the injuries are, we're getting to that point of the year where it's just like health becomes a real big priority for these football guys. Don't trot your quarterback out there to run a halfback sweep. Like, you might as well have your other guy run the halfback sweep. I don't know, but am I crazy here? What do you guys think?
Well, it's also not going to shock anyone.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like they threw him a pass that, I don't know, whatever.
I would have rather put like Dobbs in motion and then had the sweep to Chandler or Madison. Like, I think that might have been more, but putting Dobbs back, I think it shocked him. He got it, but he gets absolutely rocked, fumbles the ball. So I don't even think they get it there, but you don't need your quarterback. That was a good hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need your quarterback taking that right there. You probably want your quarterback to slide. And, you know, they've done really good. They don't have Jefferson, and they were even talking about that tonight, that if they would have won this week, they might have not even rushed Jefferson back. Even less, you know? So I don't know. What do you got, anything, Jordan?
Yeah, well, Trent, you sent me a stat that said Jaylen Warren had 129 rushing yards. Najee Harris hit that mark once in his career. And Harris saw a sub 10% target share for the first time in 6 weeks today. So basically what that stat's saying is that Mike Tomlin has been not playing his best running back the whole entire season, who has clearly been more dynamic. We've talked about this. Mike Tomlin is my diva because it took him until week 11 to figure out that maybe his most dynamic player on his team is Jaylen Warren. And he's been not playing him behind one of the most undynamic players that there is in the league, in Najee Harris. So Mike Tomlin, you're a diva because you can't figure out who your best players are on your team. And it's like Jaylen Warren's been the guy the whole sitting there right underneath your nose the whole entire season. And like, you finally decided to unleash him. There's no chance Najee Harris is ripping off that 75-yard touchdown run. Only Jaylen Warren's doing that. So, yeah, Mike Tomlin, you're a diva.
Yeah, Warren has to get the ball more than what he's been getting this year. Like, he's just...
he's a stud.
He's really good. And it's unfortunate that we have to watch... Najee Harris, there's a spot for him, but Warren needs to get more touches. Especially, like, hey, if Kenny Pickett's out there just slinging the rock around, you know, lighting the earth on fire, hey, keep Najee in there, maybe just to mix up. But your offense is doing absolutely nothing. This is one of the most boring offenses in the NFL. Change something up. Like, hey, get your speed back in there. Like, this halfback dive isn't going to work. Like, I think using Warren Moore might open the game up for Najee Moore.
He's so good. Like, he reminds me of, like, how Tony Pollard was, like, before, like, Tony Pollard. Yeah. He's like Devin. It's A-Chain, too. Like, it's the same way. Like, these guys are, they can go to the house whenever they, like, in any play, right? And he's a really good running back.
It's driving me crazy because, like, Mike Tomlin's, like, potentially maybe coach of the year right now. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what is it?
They're
like winning all these games and their offense is getting, like, outperformed every single week. Like, they aren't doing anything. You know, like, I think statistically their offense, like, has lost a lot, like, yards per game. Yeah. They're losing and they're still winning these games. Like,
They're getting outscored, like, they've gotten outscored on the season in points, yeah. I think.
And they're winning.
6-4.
Yeah. So, like, is Tomlin's, like, doing really good, which makes me think, like, he's probably not going to change anything. So, please, yeah, Mike Tomlin, give Jalen Warren the ball. We're begging you. We're not alone. Your team's probably begging you. Your fans are begging you. But, yeah, Warren looked really good. And, yeah, that was a good one, Jordan.
I think we call game. I think that's what we do.
All right. You can always go back, Phil, fines.
All the fines, that's something that, I think I certainly want to talk about. We've gone over that. I think I'm going to try and really work one into my Thanksgiving, you know, come with a little bit of thanks rather than a diva. You know what I'm saying?
So we'll have a little different pod this week, you know, for Thanksgiving. It's come out on Wednesday. We're going to talk about, you know, things we're thankful for in fantasy football, things we aren't thankful for in fantasy football, maybe talk a little bit of side dishes. Don't miss the waiver wire pod tomorrow, guys. I have another diva for that one. That will get you prepped for Thanksgiving. So it's going to be good, guys. We won't miss that. Sign up for our dudes letter at www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And Seth, if you're listening to this, we sort of miss you. Hope you're okay. It's funny that, you know, you chose a Friendsgiving over the guys that you hang out with, you know, all the time. Like, it's weird Seth's at a Friendsgiving without us. That's Seth's probably the diva, right, Phil? Wouldn't you say that?
You know, it's hard because, you know, the amount of times he gets invited to places is not high.
It's not.
And so when he does finally get an invite, I think he has to take advantage of it. And so it hurts us a little bit, but we also understand. So a little bit of a diva, but we also understand, like, his situation and not getting the invite all the time. I think it makes sense in this situation for him to go.
And honestly, like, you make me feel, like, bad about making fun of him about this. Like, I'll probably just cut this whole part out now. But, you know, that's probably why his wife let him ditch their family Thanksgiving. Was it's just like, hey, I'm just glad Seth's getting, you know, plugged into a friend group. Like, this could be a dinner with a schmuck situation, though, for all I know. You know what I mean?
Honestly, it could be, like, we don't know if this is like a group of the cartoon things. Like, they could be doing like an all-nighter of the the thing that Jameson Williams is super into,
anime.
Jamal Williams.
Yeah, if Seth was at an anime party, I would not be surprised at all.
It could
probably be what it is.
Yeah, who knows?
There's a high probability that it is, right?
Yeah. So, anyway,
hopefully he'll let us know.
I just hope, you know, he's making smart decisions at the end of the day. So, anyways, guys, I will see you tomorrow with the Waiver Wire pod. Got another pod coming on Wednesday. Got plenty of action for you guys, so stay tuned. Busy week of NFL football. Going to be a lot of fun. See you next time. And as always, guys, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.